All right, so this is Anna Swartout, and I'm here with
Holly Carlson.
Holly Carlson for the Queens of Slippery Rock Oral History Project. To start off with, can you tell me where you are from and what your majors and minors were in college?
My hometown is Markleton, PA. That's in Somerset County. Okay. And my major was health and physical education, minor in aquatics.
Oh, nice. I didn't know we had that.
Surprise!
Okay, so while you were in college, what activities and such were you involved in?
I worked at the SGA bookstore, and then my main activity was Green and White Society. It took up most of my time, so
I'm sure. Okay, to start, what does being a homecoming queen mean to you?
It was a little bit unique for me that year because two students had just passed away on campus that year, one in a car accident and one during basketball practice. So I was actually involved in the car accident where the one student had passed away. So it was a little bit of a whirlwind. The accident happened in September, homecoming was in October. So I was nominated kind of right after the car accident. So it was just kind of nice to have the support like of the university and, you know, my friends and family, the faculty of the university, kind of during that time, and then kind of pushed through into homecoming. So it's kind of a unique experience for me. Yeah.
Can you tell me how you viewed homecoming before you became queen and then after you became queen?
I really didn't know that much about it. I had only gone to one homecoming parade my freshman year. I don't think I did anything with it my sophomore year. I worked a little bit with Village Fest and stuff because of Green and White Society, but I didn't really have like any kind of stigmas or anything like that towards homecoming. I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know anything about the process. It was kind of like a far-fetched thing. Like, how do you become, you know, like a university homecoming queen? It just seemed like something that didn't happen to people. So I didn't really know how that worked. So once I got involved in the process and saw kind of how realistic and feasible and kind of not just of like a popularity contest type of thing that it was, it was kind of cool to see the process happen.
What was the hardest part about running?
My year was very difficult because prior to, so 2011 was kind of a changing year for the homecoming process. Prior to that, you had to be nominated and then meet the homecoming requirements, which I believed were you had to have a certain amount of credits and then a GPA requirement. And then you had to be nominated by a clever organization, or you could kind of petition your way into being nominated. And that narrowed it down to, you know, 20 or 30 people. I don't really know how many. And then those people were interviewed by a panel of faculty members, and they narrowed it down to 5 individuals. So 5 girls, 5 guys. And they were the homecoming court. So you got, like, the sash. You were supposed to then campaign for, like, a week leading up to homecoming. So they announced homecoming court. They announced the 5 girls, the 5 guys. And then there was a complaint about the diversity on the homecoming court. So they, like, revoked homecoming court that year. They, like, took it back and allowed everybody who submit either, like, an application or petition their way in to put themselves on the ballot that year. And so instead of it being the 5 people who were nominated by the faculty after the interview process, it was all of the people who were nominated or petitioned were then on the ballot. The university voted for all 20 or 30 instead of the 5 of us. And that's when they started doing it that way and announcing court at the pep rally the night before homecoming. And then announcing King and Queen actually at, you know, the football game.
What was it like to be a part of that? Like,
it was bad. It was so bad.
It doesn't seem like
I mean, I was already an emotional train wreck that year, so I was just but watching other people, it worked out for the most part because most of the people who were originally told they were on homecoming, because, I mean, for some people it was just, you know, you made it great, you didn't, you know, that's cool too. But for some people, like, they really wanted, you know, to be on homecoming court. They really wanted to be a part of it. So some of them were really stressed out by, you know, they were given homecoming court. They were afraid it was going to be taken away, stuff like that. So it was really hard to watch because a lot of my friends were on, you know, homecoming court that year as well. And one of them, unfortunately, after they were told they were on homecoming court, then didn't make it onto homecoming court after the campus-wide vote. So it was a chaotic week because it was, I think they told us on, like, Monday that they were, like, revoking homecoming court, and then the pep rally was Friday.
Yeah,
it was chaos. There were meetings all week, you know, student government, and people were, you know, not happy.
I can tell. What made you decide to run?
I don't know if it was really a decision as much as I got nominated, and I just thought it was a really, it was a nice gesture from the community for me, and I had joked, actually, with the person I got paired with as my running partner.
Mm-hmm.
We lived together, not together, but we lived on the same floor mm-hmm. my freshman year, and we always joked because we were kind of extroverts, and joked around my freshman year about how this was something we were going to do. We were going to be homecoming king and queen. Never serious. We just, yeah. you know. And then we kind of parted ways, and we ended up getting paired together after we were nominated. And that kind of pushed me to do it. When I saw he was on court, too, I was like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. like, we're actually going to do this. Like, it's going to happen. So it was kind of fun to just be part of the experience. Everybody was so nice. Like, I loved mm-hmm. everybody that, you know, ran with me and stuff. I couldn't have asked for better. Like, homecoming court, I don't know much about the 20 or 30, but the 20 mm-hmm. or the 10, I guess, the 10 of us that ended up on court, they were all great people. It's a good experience. Good.
Were you involved in any, like, homecoming queen or anything in high school? Or, like,
no.
prom or anything? No,
well,
just started?
We had, like, a basketball court type mm-hmm. thing, so, like, basketball. We had a basketball dance where we all got crowns and stuff, but I was on a homecoming court in high school. I had a small high school, graduated with like 70 kids.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't do homecoming or anything. I was really involved in high school, but not with homecoming.
Mm, that's good. Yeah. Was it the Green and White Society that nominated you?
No.
Or was it
PEK, the phys ed honorary?
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us about a little bit about your campaign?
Yeah, we, Brian, mostly my running partner, he kind of took lead on that. I, like I said, I wasn't really in the best place to really, like, campaign and go for it, but he is just so, he was so extroverted, and he, I think he was, what are they called? First seminar ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he sent out a bunch of emails and stuff like that to the freshmen, like, went to all of his freshman friends, and he was in the band, so he did a lot of campaigning with the band, and a lot of my friends printed flyers. They hung up a lot of flyers around campus. Like, I remember, I don't think I helped, because I remember going in a bathroom stall one day and closing the door, and I saw, like, my face on the back of the bathroom door, and I didn't put it there, so I was like, took it down, because I thought it was a little weird, but
maybe not in the store.
Yeah, I put it outside, I put it on the wall, but yeah, so my friends were a lot of help. As soon as they found out I was nominated, I had a couple different, like, some of my green and white friends, they kind of split their time, because there were three or four of us on court, so they did different things for us, Facebook groups, everybody had their, you know, Facebook page and stuff like that. That was nice.
Yeah, that actually leads into my next question about how social media came into play. Did you guys jump on that?
Yes, right away. My friend Kate actually created a Facebook page for Brian and I, and she managed that. I didn't do any of that. I'm kind of technologically impaired, so thankfully she helped me. She was a communications major, and she kind of took care of, like, the public relations end of things. And so she created a Facebook page. Instagram wasn't so big yet whenever I did it, so it was mostly just Facebook, Twitter a little bit. I think it was Kate. I'm not really sure. There, I know that somebody put an ad, like, in the Rocket. It wasn't that long ago, but it feels like forever ago.
Good.
So that kind of stuff happened. But as far as social media, it was mostly just Facebook that was used.
Before you were obviously elected queen, what did you think your chances were, especially with everything going on with...
Like, zero. Like, I had no... I know, like, because of everything that happened, we didn't know if we had to, like, get a car for the parade, because we didn't know if we were going to be on court, so we had no idea what was happening. I just called my friend who, like, had a Jeep. I think I tried for a convertible. Like, I just told her to get the Jeep and take the top off. I don't even know that I got candy until, like, the morning of, because I, like, wasn't even planning on being in the parade after, like, we got court revoked. I was like, oh, like, they're voting on, like, these 30 people. I was like, I'm not even going to make, like, court at this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen. And then they announced King first. And Brian was definitely well-loved on campus. So there was a lot of noise. And they announced Queen, and nobody heard it. So I just saw Sammy, like, walking at me. And I was like, what are you doing? Because I didn't hear them say anything. And then she started, like, putting the crown on my head. I was like, okay, are you sure? Are you sure? But, yeah.
No, definitely. Did you encounter any stigma around the idea of, like, homecoming queen or homecoming in general?
I didn't really, but I think a lot of that was the people that I was surrounded by, mostly at that time, because the people that were involved in my situation were also Green and White Society members. So a lot of my friends at that time, the people that I was spending the most time with were, you know, all of my Green and White friends. And I think there were four of us on homecoming court. So it was a lot of homecoming all the time. Yeah. So, I was just surrounded by a lot of people who were all about homecoming, and my friends were all really excited for me, and I didn't really, I wasn't really exposed to people who weren't my people at that time. So I think had it not been that time in my life, I probably would have, being a phys ed major. I think a lot of my friends probably gave me a little bit of slack for that, but everybody was really good to my face about it anyway.
After you won, did anything change, or was it all just more support?
It was more support. Everybody was really good about things. We got to do some things on campus. We had to go to the daycare and, like, read to the kids one day, and I worked at the bookstore, so there was this lady who had she was probably 11 at the time, 11-year-old daughter, and they have an event on campus where it's, like, bring your daughter to work day. I don't even know what it was. But she asked me to, like, surprise her with, like, the crown and stuff, so I went and let her wear it around for the day. Just stuff like that. So it was fun to get to do that kind of stuff during the year.
Why do you think you won?
I mean, I think a lot of it had to do with how involved I was on campus. I knew a lot of people. Being a phys ed major, that's one of the bigger majors on campus. And Green and White, obviously, I got to know a lot of people on campus who were involved in a lot of stuff. And then, honestly, being running partners with Brian helped a lot. That kid knew everyone. Being in the band, he knew everyone. So, with all of his campaigning and, like, go-getting attitude... I don't think with him it would have gone my way, but...
Yeah, that's awesome. What did your family think of the whole homecoming thing and then whenever you won?
They were stoked. My mom, my sister, and my grandma came for homecoming. It was freezing that day, so I just remember... I didn't really get to see them much. They dropped off candy that morning, because, like I said, I didn't buy anything. And I remember looking up, like, in the stadium, I see my grandma, like, had this, like, scarf, like, wrapped around her head, and they were, like, crying. They were so happy. So they were really excited about it, I think, especially because everything had been so kind of difficult for the last month. So they were excited that something, you know, good was happening, and they were happy to be there. So
definitely.
They were really excited about it.
Definitely. Has your life changed at all since becoming homecoming queen?
I don't think it changed my life in any way. I think that I'm somebody that really connected with Slippery Rock before, you know, any of this happened. But I think since it happened, I definitely have, you know, even more of a stronger connection to Slippery Rock. Like, I love coming back. I love being here. But I think I would probably feel that with or without homecoming.
Just strengthened it.
Yeah, but it's definitely more of a bonding factor to wanting to be here and loving this place.
Did it change? Did it positively or negatively affect your college experience?
Oh, definitely positively affected it. Yeah, it was a bright spot of that year.
Seems very positive.
Yeah, it helped a lot that year. It definitely brightened my spirit. I don't think without having done that semester that I would have made it through that semester, which is a little dramatic probably, but
no,
it was a tough semester, and it was just something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
It was a happy distraction.
It was a happy distraction. That's exactly right.
Have you come back for any homecomings besides the one in 2012?
Yeah. Well, I was still here in 2013. Oh, yeah. So, because I was here for 5 years.
Okay.
So I won my junior year. I passed down my senior year, and then I was still here a fifth year. And then I came back the year after that.
Okay.
And then maybe I came back for 2 years, but I didn't come back this past year because the strike stressed me out. So,
yeah.
I'm sure you guys are way worse, but I don't want to be on campus for that. So,
no,
I didn't come back this past year, but
yeah,
I love coming back for homecoming.
Yeah. Did it have any effects on you after college, either personally or...
I mean, I always put it on my resume just because it's a conversation starter. And people love to talk about it. They're just fascinated by, I mean, kind of what you guys are talking about with this process. They're fascinated by how it happens. Like, how do you get to that point? So I just put it on my resume under, like, my activities and stuff like that. And it never fails that when I interview, like, out of my 2-page, you know, resume, that's the one thing that they, like, want to talk about. So it's definitely, you know, helped me in that way. People want to talk about Slippery Rock and homecoming and my experience here, which is cool.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like it was very positive, so it's something that you want to talk about.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.